Loose or rough bridge and pavement joints. Repairs to approach slabs for bridges or other joint repair activities can create transverse elevation differences at these joints. At intersections in urban areas, sidewalk detours or temporary shifts may put access at a location without a curb cut. While problematic for disabled pedestrians, such a practice could create a hazard for approaching bicyclists who is anticipating that a ramp is available. Steel plates. Although usually an inch or less in thickness, steel plates can cause control problems for riders impacting the edge or attempting to cross the plate laterally from the longitudinal edge. Manholes, drainage appurtenances, and other raised hazards. Milling activities around manhole covers, water main access points, drainage structures, and similar devices can leave the devices slightly elevated relative to the milled travel surfaces. Even if these discontinuities can be easily traversed by vehicles with four wheels, they present a substantial hazard to motorcyclists and bicyclists. Travel lane alignment shifts. To keep the capacity of a work zone as high as feasible, travel lanes will often be temporarily repositioned within a given footprint of the roadway paved surface. When transportation professionals make decisions about this time of shift, they need to be conscious of travel lane edge features, such as edge line rumble strips, raised pavement markers, and drainage gates that may now be placed in the travel path of a motorcycle or bicycle. Elimination of bikes-only lanes. Some arterials in urban areas have a dedicated bicycle lane to separate automobile and bicycle traffic. Lateral constraints in a work zone can require that the lane be temporarily closed, causing bicycles to share the lane with automobiles. This can surprise local drivers, who normally do not expect slower speed bicycle traffic in their lane, cause disruptions, and lead to an increase in crashes involving bicyclists.